While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Jack, something you probably don't know about me just yet is that I love robots.
Really?
I bow down to our new robot overlords.
No and fear.
Tim's very terrified of like AI taking over and like coming in and stealing people's jobs. And I'm just like, yeah, they're probably taking jobs that we don't want. Do you know what I mean?
Like, what are we talking?
Like, I'm just happy for robots to be a part of it. Amazon, Bezos, Amazon's daddy, has announced that he is sending a robot army to Melbourne.
See, that's bad. I mean, he needs to rephrase that, doesn't he?
That's true. Yeah.
They can't.
I'm not going to call it a robot army then.
they can't look like humans. They just need to be like little boxy.
Well, these look like little Roombas.
Okay.
Like those little.
What's a Roomba?
Oh, you know those little like robot vacuums?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. So this is what these like Amazon
with
robots
like arms
look like.
And
I don't know if they've even got arms, to be honest.
Okay.
They're basically announced plans to put in Australia's largest warehouse where they're going to have a fleet of robots to work in the Melbourne suburb of Craigieburn. So it's going to be an automated fulfillment centre. So when you order anything off Amazon, these robots will go and grab the pack, the items, take it to the front of the warehouse. There will be actual human workers there packing these orders and they will send them out.
I'm still not loving the word fleet.
You don't like fleet
no,
either.
No.
I'm running out of describing words, mate.
For large groups of things. That does sound amazing. You know, I was at a shop, I went overseas earlier in the year. They had these little kind of servos in airports in America.
Yeah.
Like where you get like sandwiches or snacks or whatever.
Robots?
And I think they were Amazon or something, but you would take whatever you'd take off the shelf, it automatically knew what you were
buying. Then you just walk out and it's already.
Well, you pay. Yeah.
That's hectic. See, I love that. It's just convenience is what it is. This whole new warehouse, the size of 11 MCGs.
Yeah,
just
right.
Try and picture that in your mind.
That's huge.
It's massive. And so they're saying, hey, we're going to save workers from having to walk all over this warehouse. It's going to be the robots doing
that's
that
like
job.
Like the job never existed.
Right?
Well, is there a task in your life, Jess, that you would happily give over?
Happily hand over anything to do with the dishwasher. I hate it. Me and the dishwasher, it's the only robot in my life that I'd have disagreements with.
Really?
If that dishwasher could load itself and unload itself, I'd be much happier to use it.
I don't mind the dishwasher so much. Making the bed, can't stand it.
Really?
It's a two-person job, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I understand that. It's much easier when you've got two people involved.
Yeah.
Have you got a queen or a king?
King.
Oh, someone's doing well for himself.
But also, I would never, if I never had to wash any clothes again for the rest of my life and hang them out or dry them or whatever you've chosen, I'd happily just sign that away.
52232955. If there was a robot that could do a mundane task for you and you never have to do that task ever again, what would that be? Because I think we need to start allowing robots into our lives more often, Jack.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping somebody calls up and says something like, deal with the kids.
Yeah.
So that would really make me happy.
Isn't that what the iPad's for? I don't know. This is why I don't have kids just yet. 52232955. If there was a robot that you could do a job that you absolutely hate doing, what would that job be?
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual.
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
Is there a task that you hate doing that you wouldn't mind a robot taking over? We've got Sarah from Geelong. Sarah, what would you like to see robots take over?
Washing.
As in clothes washing or dishwashing?
Clothes,
or
yes. Nah, clothes washing, clothes washing.
It's never ending, is it, Sarah?
Oh, my God. I end up with piles. It gets washed, it gets dried, and if I don't fold it after it gets dried, then it just piles.
Yeah.
And there is the odd, like, day or two of respite, but somewhere the clothes are mounting up. You just haven't seen that pile. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then you have a child and they take from the pile and then put back on the pile and you don't know what's clean and you just wash it all again.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, a robot that did the washing would be elite. Yeah. Sign me up, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got Carol in Mount Duneed. Carol, what do you want to see a robot take over?
washing the kids' butts.
I mean, do you mean wiping or washing? What are you talking about? Are you like a bidet?
Like
or
a poopy. I have my grandson and he waits till I'm comfortable and he'd scream the house down. Yeah! And you go in there, you see his bed butt. And he's like, why?
How old is the grandson?
He's three.
I was waiting for you to be like, he's 16.
Yeah. I've got a 1 and a bit year old. And
oh,
so
you haven't started the toilet training yet?
I just feel like once it gets into the 3 toddler kind of area, I'll be with you there, Carol. But it's not a huge issue for me at the moment.
It's the view of the bed butt naked, him just bent over touching his toes.
I feel like we could get like a robot, like it's almost like a bidet system.
Yeah.
Just like
I think that's a Japanese toilet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got that.
I feel like it already exists, Carol. Maybe look into it, mate. We've also got Stephanie in Torquay. Stephanie, what do you want to see robots take over?
Hey guys, I would love to hop out of the shower and have a robot do a blow wave for me.
Oh my god.
Curl my hair, make me look amazing every day.
Yes.
I hate drying my long hair.
Stephanie, I've never mastered the technique, and this is probably maybe just like a female-only experience. I don't know, Jack, you can weigh in. The technique of doing like the curls with a straightening iron, I can't make my hands go the right way.
Yeah, no, and I can't even get it at the back of my head. So I have curls at the front and straight hair at the back.
And Steph, would you want like a human robot that resembled a human doing this, or would you want it like a kind of inanimate object?
Oh, no, I reckon a human.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like a human robot, like a little hairdresser at home. Imagine just a personal stylist. Like, throw it out there and they can do the makeup and dresses and everything.
Yeah, like you show them a photo and they just make it happen.
Yeah, and sort of program the personality. Yeah.
That is stunning. Steph, you're a genius. We'll get on to Bezos for you. Eden in Lara, what do you want to see a robot take over?
Hi, guys. I want them to take over collecting the dog poop.
Yeah, yes. Nice.
I have 4 dogs at home. That's a lot of poop.
Wow. Hey, Eden, wouldn't mind you calling up later because there will be a great return of the segment, Guess Your Dog. But
yes.
I do agree. So is the robot then following you around like as you walk the dogs, or is that just sort of...
See, I imagine it more like, again, like a robot vac.
Yeah.
It's just like it Roomba, you just turn it on, it Roombas the whole like grass area in your backyard.
Yeah, but what if you're going for a walk? You know, Eden, are you seeing it like out in the real world, like it's just following you around?
No, I don't mind walking when I'm walking them because it's a little baggy. That's fine. Get rid of it. It's in the backyard.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
Agreed.
Well, robot vacuum Roomba to pick up the dog poo.
Feeling everyone's pain, I guess.
I guess we'll have to talk to Bezos and see what he can do.
Yep.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Jack, it's time to see if we've been paying attention, but on the radio.
Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
You.
Have you been paying attention, but on the radio?
Let's find out. Benny from Workdays is in the building, ready to give us 3 news stories. He's going to leave out some key elements. Jack, you and I, we have to fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Now, starting things off, for those who are feeling guilty for not going to the gym as much as they should, you've been given another good reason as to not to, with footage of a gym accident going viral out of Brazil. What happened to 42-year-old Reg De Silva on the gym floor?
You know, I started with a chuckle because I thought that you might have been talking about something which Mum put in the family chat.
Oh!
But it's not that. This guy had a horrific accident and may never walk again.
Yeah, oh my God!
Basically, while sitting on the platform of the squat press between sets, it's buckled and collapsed and basically crushed his neck, leaving him with terrible injuries, and he may never walk again.
God. Yeah.
And I know it sounded like I was setting up to say something funny then, but it is a horrific accident.
Yeah, it really did sound like you were... I was waiting for the punchline. Yeah.
But the footage well is nasty. If you're...
Did you watch it?
I did.
You
and if you're a little bit squeamish, don't go anywhere near it.
It's like those
it's not nice.
Videos of when people do the deadlifts and their like knees give way and they go backwards.
Yeah.
Or they
just
anything
poop.
To do with a knee is for me is just not okay. Neck's not bad either.
Neck's not great.
A story regarding an Aussie vegan mum has got people talking. She's refusing to do something in the way of general care for her children. What?
Cook meat?
No. Cook meat. That'd be the obvious one.
Clothe them?
No, it's not that. She's not wanting to rid them of their head lice. She said she straight up refuses to get rid of the lice, as they are living creatures and deserve to live their lives, apparently.
They bite your child's scalp.
Yeah,
like,
and make
what
them
are you
itch
doing?
Like crazy.
Benny, just because you opened the door, once upon a time, did you remember lice and things like that?
Yeah.
Related?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, back in the day when I actually...
Are you making a bald joke now? Is that okay?
I tried to.
I always have very clean hair as well, which is what they go after. So
Now you've said lice and I feel like I've got it.
Oh, God, I had it a lot.
Oh.
I never have to worry. I can just flick them off.
Mate, they're not interested in you. They're taking a look over the other side of the desk.
And finally, Gen Z has rebranded something known for quite some time now in popular culture. To remove the negative aspect that can be triggering to many, what have they decided to rebrand?
Ooh.
Oh, are they rebranding Karens? Have they picked a new name?
They're not rebranding Karens, no.
I don't know. So wait, hold on. Which generation are we talking about?
Gen Z.
Which is
they're
like
the
what?
Like the youngest
yeah,
ones.
Yeah.
Youngest.
Yeah.
And they're rebranding something mean.
Mm.
Well,
something known in popular culture that's been around for a while. They've decided, no more.
Is it like, what's up, dog?
No.
You spend a lot of time with Gen Z. How do you not know what this is?
I don't know. I'm the one talking at them a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
They have decided to rebrand the singlet, or the wife beater, as it's known in popular culture. It's now known as
the people beater.
It's now known as the wife pleaser, as it's considered a very fashionable option that's pleasing to the eye these days if worn in the right way.
Wow.
I mean, they're desperate need of a rebrand. In fact, I haven't heard that. That was big for us when we were like 18,
you know who,
19.
Why it was big? Because of the bloke from the OC.
Ben
McKenzie.
Yeah,
oh, he rocked a wife pleaser.
Yeah.
I don't understand, though, how you, quote, wear a singlet in the right way, though. Like, I've got one on today. It's under my T-shirt, but I'm pretty sure it's not impressing anybody.
Are you bulging out of it?
No.
Ben? Okay, well, you're not reading it the right way.
If you were just talking to us right now in the singlet, that's the right way to wear it. You know what I mean?
Like, trust me.
Take off your clothes, Ben.
It's not.
Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
Jack, we are in the middle of doing something pretty special, mate. I think you've got a really big skill in this.
Yep.
We're guessing dogs.
Yes.
52232955. We want to guess your dog.
Guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
Yes. We're going to guess your dog in just three questions. We're going to figure out exactly what dog breed you own, because people love their dog, Shaq. But you do end up kind of being like your dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, is this why you feel confident that you'll be able to do it?
Look, I just think it's a... I feel like certain people are drawn to certain kinds of dogs.
Yeah.
Definitely look like your dog. That's a really true thing. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing that happens. Let's start off with Brittany. Brittany, hello. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. All right. I'm going to chuck some intense music on. Here we go.
Yes. All right. Brittany, I'm going to kick things off, mate. What kind of car do you drive?
MGU.
Bloody.
Okay. Brittany, how many times a day do you walk your dog?
Three times?
Okay.
Whew.
How many scoops of dry food or how much of a can are you feeding your dog depending on your chosen food source?
So you'll get 2 scoops in the morning and 1 can at night.
Wait, hold on. 2 scoops in the morning, 1 can in the morning and 2 at night?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, Jack, this seems like a big dog
to
me.
That's a big, active dog.
This
I'm
seems
say,
like a very big dog.
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Just straight off the bat.
Sit tight there for a second, Brittany. What are you thinking, mate?
Straight off the bat, I'm thinking a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd?
Yeah.
I trust your instincts. You are the expert in this field.
Thank you.
All right, Brittany, we think you've got a German Shepherd, mate.
Nah.
Oh.
Red Heeler Staffy.
Red Heeler slash Staffy.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever seen that cross before.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, nice. What's his name?
Yeah, exactly.
Elijah.
Nice.
Yeah. And are you confident that's not a German Shepherd?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
And what a lovely, kind laugh from you too.
All right, let's get Travis from Teesdale.
Travis.
Mate, unofficial question, how are you?
I'm going very well.
Excellent.
Going very well,
Travis.
Thank you.
All right, should we get into it, Travis? We're going to guess your dog.
Go for it.
All right, mate, how big is your backyard?
3 acres.
3 acres, okay.
It's going to be a working dog for sure.
All right. Travis, do you have small children in the house?
No.
No.
Okay. And how much hair is on the couch at home?
Oh, good question, Jack.
A little bit.
A little bit?
It's got to be a working dog.
Okay. There's lots of hair, actually.
Okay. Are you vibing like a Kelpie?
It's or Kelpie, like a collie, or a healer. It's got to be.
Oh, maybe a healer.
You like a healer? We just had a bit of a healer. We just had a portion of a healer.
I mean, this is like, that's a farm. It's farming country around here.
All right,
Jack.
Jess, you take it.
All right, Travis. We think you've got some sort of healer cross.
No.
No!
Bugger.
Oh.
Are you sure?
What have you got, Travis?
I've got a purebred border collie.
Oh, see, you had revived border collie.
I'm so angry at you.
You did say it.
Yeah,
you know what?
Half
we'll,
a point.
We'll take half a point. We'll
Thank
absolutely
you, Travis.
Say, thanks, Travis.
No worries, guys.
We've got Hannah, finally, from Moolap.
Let's bring this home, Hannah.
Hannah.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. Talk to us. you asked the first question.
All right, Hannah. So I'm not going to ask the question I asked last time, which is where do you live, because you're a Moolap gal. What kind of car do you drive?
Commodore.
Oofed. That is a tough unit.
Okay. Hannah, what is your dog's name?
Good question.
My dog's name is Nuts.
Nuts? Like the thing you'd eat at a bar?
Like the thing you eat at a bar, Nuts.
Okay. Right.
Nuts, okay. And how many walks do you go on with Nuts a day?
He's an old boy, so only a couple a week.
Okay, so what about when Nuts... Okay, I've got to follow up then. When, like, if Nuts was in his prime?
When Nuts was in his prime, probably once a day.
Such a good name.
Okay, all right.
All right.
What dog do we think Nuts is?
Okay, I mean, she's a Commodore-driving gal from Moolap.
You see, calls I feel like Nuts is like a really, like, cute, like a cutesy name, I think. So I feel like it's a smaller dog.
Do you reckon it could be a Staffy?
Could be.
But we have had a Staffy already. If it's not a Staffy, it could be.
You go, mate, because I stuffed it in the last one.
Nuts. Staffy. I'm going Staffy.
Okay. Hannah, you think you've got a Staffy?
Yep, you're right.
Ah! Well done, team.
Mate, that's 1.5 out of 3.
We did well. Didn't we do well, Hannah?
You did.
Hannah, there's nothing cuter than a really, really old Staffy.
Yeah, he's a 14-year-old old boy.
Oh,
how old were you when you got Nuts?
I was 17 when I got him.
Oh, amazing. Hey, thanks so much for playing Guess Your Dog. I'm pumped up. My adrenaline is
Guess Your Dog, back again next week?
Oh, I mean, bring it back tomorrow. What do you reckon, Hannah?
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.